Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, hello, it's WTIC. Todd here, just fighting off a sneeze. Well, you never know how cool to have the air conditioning this time of year, do you? One second you can be warm and think, where's the AC? And then you correct it, and the next thing you know, it feels like a winter day. This is what I miss about summer already. I just like having the sweat turned on and not worrying about the rest of it. 860-522-9842. So Jolly Ned, yes, he hides from this whole ruse, and it is a whole ruse. The way they are managing and have been managing the whole time is a desire to figure out a path to total control through the election. And that's all they've been up to from the beginning. And they continue that way, and the proof of it is in the schools, where this is the important thing. This is the most dangerous thing since the nursing homes. Ned ignored the nursing homes. Mass death happened. And he's ignoring the schools where, you know, we're in a better place right now. But it's the same idea. The nursing homes, dangerous. Don't go near those, Jolly Ned. Schools, dangerous. Don't go near those. There is very little risk of COVID. It's virtually gone from the state of Connecticut. But he still wants total control, except where it matters most. Hello, John. You're on WTIC.
Good afternoon. Todd, I find it amazing that it finally took a federal court in Pennsylvania to rule that the state of Pennsylvania was overreaching and arbitrary in their restrictions during the pandemic.
Isn't that wonderful?
And then the last sentence I love, and this goes to, I think, the case against executive power. It stated in the last sentence that even during an emergency, the government does not have total authority as an unterrent, basically meaning that even in an emergency, they don't have total authority over anyone. So when is... But the governor not to know that today during his press conference speaks volumes about his team. And when they were asked the question, I was amazed at how quickly they dodged it. Because now it's going to be a domino effect. And I think all of these states are going to come in line. So I think the executive power is just going to go away real soon. If not by...
I hope so. Are you a lawyer?
No, but I'm pretty smart and I read this stuff all the time. They set a precedent now, and if it goes to the appeals court and it's upheld, it'll definitely set a precedent, and it'll happen. It'll be a domino effect. So it's a big win.
Okay. Yes, it's very exciting. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. We've got Rant Line coming up next. Yeah, it's WTIC. It's Rant Line time. Don't forget, we take phone calls during the rants. We mix them up. 860-522-9842, the rant line number, 751-4698. But we had to put this little Ned rant in for you from today's press conference. Hit it, Mike.
Josh says, make no predictions, never, when it comes to COVID. I'd like to think by early next year we're turning the corner.
There he is. The best part of that is, before he said the first line about Josh, his advisor, his chief of, no, what does he call him? I forget what he calls him. The chief operating officer, yes. That's it. So the chief operating officer, before he said that, he had also made a prediction. So it was prediction, Josh says, minute later, another prediction. Play it once more. It's so delightful, Mike.
Josh says, make no predictions, never, when it comes to COVID. I'd like to think by early next year we're turning the corner.
All right, let's hit some rants and then some phone calls. Wait a sec. Let me just press this button here, and then you might be able to hear him. Then you might be able to hear him.
I had to call when I read the article in the Current about UConn Mull's backing of BLM. I immediately wrote to Lemko, the Strait Comptroller, saying to stop sending any money to UConn. I don't want a penny of my taxpayers' dollar to go to funding of anything to do with BLM. They're a bunch of domestic terrorists who hate America and stand against anything American, in my mind. That the athletes can support whoever they want on their own dime. The university must stand as a bastion of neutrality where students may get taught about all kinds of views but are not coerced into accepting any of them.
All right. I like when people get upset. Keep it coming.
This is more of a response than a rant to that woman that called on Friday. I think she was a teacher from New Haven. And she was saying, oh, that woman down in Carolina, she's only 28 years old, and she was a teacher, and she died of COVID, and, you know, why did she get all the facts straight? The woman was never in a classroom. She did a virtual one day or two at the most. You know, she's got to stop listening to David Manure or Lester Dope, you know, these mainstream media guys. Just don't put it out there in the right way.
Well, perhaps not. More rants, more phone calls coming up. Oh, yeah. Tons of rants. Phone calls, too.
The new battle cry of the people is vote out the incumbents. Democrat, Republican, I don't care. They want to fight and argue about it. Let them go out and fight and argue in the street. Get rid of them. Get new people in there. Forget these fools.
You need something pithier. I love the sentiment. I was thinking, when in doubt, vote them out, just in case anybody forgets the action required. 860-522-9842, Steve in Cheshire. Hey, Steve.
Hello there. About half an hour ago, Tom Steyer, remember that loser from the Democratic primaries?
Is he still alive? What happened?
Oh, well, he's still alive. He's organizing students to campaign and vote. With the California fires, he's claiming Trump is responsible, along with Gavin Newsom. I lived out on the border of Nevada and California for many years, and I lived through the timber industry begging to harvest trees that were dying and to do responsible harvesting of timber throughout the 80s and 90s when I was out there. And the environmentalists said, oh, no, there's some snail darters, or you might take some healthy trees. The Democrats that controlled the California Forestry Department said, no. Now they're paying the price for it.
And well, it's not just that. How about allowing people to build homes in fire zones because it's cheaper? How about having state subsidies, enhanced subsidies, rewards that go to the cities and towns if they will only build more housing, and that includes housing in the fire zones? Well, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
the
Tom
state
Steyer
policy
and Gavin
is
Newsom
guiding
should
the
be build houses right at Lake Tahoe, and it should burn down with them in it, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, these people are the most irresponsible individuals that I've ever seen. Donald Trump is responsible for none of it. He wasn't even in politics when these companies were offering to help save the state.
That's quite true, Steve. Thank you for the call, and thank you for being upset. Everybody should be upset. That's exactly right. You know, it's funny, too, about the way the construct on this. They have one escape for their malfeasance, and that is to say climate change. That's their one escape, which naturally any politician who represents people whose houses are burning for the reasons we just mentioned, what politician is not going to instantly say, climate change, that's a problem? No, it's not that we build homes in places where home ownership is untenable because it's burned before. We know it's going to burn again. It's true. Jim in Manchester. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Todd. I listened to Ned for a few moments this afternoon, and I just want to mention that, you know, what we're really witnessing here before our very eyes is the systematic destruction of our democratic republic. And true to what a lot of people predicted, the majority of the people are cheering it on. They don't realize what they're doing. You know, Mr. Lamont has no authority whatsoever to do what he's doing. You know, you may be familiar with the history of Nazi Germany, and there is I think pretty much people that have looked at it understand there was a law called the Enabling Act that they gave to Hitler. And that act is about as constitutional as the powers that they're giving to Ned Lamont and other governors around the country. You cannot just make a law that goes around the Constitution and appoint somebody
but you can. I mean, they've been making laws for decades now, deliberately trying to not just go around the Constitution on one little thing, but go around it in big ways. And ultimately, this comes down to the will of the people. So if we want to blame someone, we have to blame ourselves. We have to be willing to look at ourselves and say, why do we sit here watching TV when they're dismantling our constitutional rights?
Yes, absolutely true. And not only do we have to blame ourselves, but the problem is that majority of the people think it's great. They think it's wonderful what he's doing.
I disagree with that. I think most people are ignorant about it, and there's some small activist wing of the Democratic Party, which isn't even the majority of the Democratic Party, that cheers it on. But where do you get this, that the majority of the people in America cheer on the dismantling of America?
I get that by walking out in the street, and I see dozens upon dozens of people wearing masks while they're driving their cars, while they're walking in the park. These people are buying this hook, line, and sinker. And also,
but that's because they're scared, Jim. So, again, it comes down to the people having the understanding and the will to resist. But they're not seeing what you're accusing them of doing. So I just think you should phrase it a little differently. They're not cheering on the dismantling of our system of government. They're trying to survive a virus. And if those two things overlap, it doesn't suggest intent on their part. Thank you for the call, sir. As always, 860-522-9842. We are doing our rants. We take phone calls as well.
This is a message to us incorrigible deplorables. It's utterly pointless to argue persuasively with the feckless. If they knew what fecklessness is, they still could never see it describes them. They cannot respond to the contents of a newspaper cogently. Rather, only to its reuse as a rolled-up persuader, as with an errant puppy.
I like that little thing, wherever it came from, whatever it is.
I wonder what U.S. athletes, especially in the NBA and the WNBA, do in the Olympics. Assuming they win anything, will they leap off the stage when the U.S. anthem is played? In my mind, both leagues ought to just switch their allegiance from the U.S. to China, since everyone in both leagues allegedly thinks that the U.S. is the most horrid, racist country that ever existed, and China is apparently great. these athletes should just move to China altogether. Think of what a relief that would be for the rest of us. I have no desire to have any athlete that hates the U.S. so much represent me in the Olympics.
But I love the idea of them being stuck having to listen to their national anthem be played. And what are they going to do? Are they going to leap off the podium, whatever the thing is called?
Greetings, God.
I've been worried about you, George. Where have you been? I've been worried about George and John. They've been missing.
Greetings, God. George from Canton. You know, Todd, I don't think that these sports people really understand where they stand as a commodity. They're a product, just like an automobile or a can of beans or a talk show host. They're a product, and customers buy it. If they don't like the product, they aren't going to buy it. So these people need to look at who's paying their $20 million salaries. It's the people who buy the tickets.
Well, that is true. We'll get the rest of George's comment when we continue.
Never make a politician. Grant you a favor. They will always want to. Control you forever.
Well, that is true. Bob Marley, thank you. Let's let George finish up on his rant.
So you don't want to...
He was talking about athletes here and the different national anthems, all that stuff.
So you don't want to PO the people. But I got a couple of suggestions here for folks that are getting all antsy and need their own anthems. Maybe the women could have I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. That would be a good anthem. And vertically challenged people, they might want short people. And, oh, yeah, the gays, maybe Elton John's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. That'd be a good answer
George!
For them, too. Hey, Todd, thanks for the opportunity.
I can't believe it. I thought George was a respectable man. 860-522-9842. Mike, Windsor Locks. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Todd, I have a little live rant for you.
Cool.
I'm getting a little tired of hearing all this stuff about high school sports. They seem to be putting a lot of effort into getting sports going and everything. I just wish they would put that effort into opening businesses back up, restaurants and bars to full capacity, and concentrating on that. You know, people are depending on those wages to support their family, to pay their mortgages. And it just seems like, you know, we shouldn't even be talking about high school sports reopening until everyone else that's an adult that has to pay their way through life is back working.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. But given that so far we haven't been able to mobilize any excitement or energy or protest or rebellion around what you just described that should engender all of those reactions, given that that's not doing it and football is, I think we need to be excited about the football issue making people rise up for whatever reason. And now that they are, let's encourage that zeal. Let's help mobilize it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.